Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
You hear the word tolerance a lot, but those who often use that word are the most intolerant, and we have seen that firsthand in the Kim Davis case. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, in the Kim Davis case, the issue of tolerance wasn't there on the side that's promoting same-sex marriage. Rather, it was exactly the opposite. We received lots of death threats. Kim Davis received lots of death threats. One of the death threats was to her husband. They had to change their home phone because of this. They got her home phone. Somebody called her husband, said they were going to beat him, tie him up, rape her in his presence, and then burn down the house with them in it. One said that they were going to come to the office and kill her and kill all of her staff. We've received death threats that we're going to have a bullet in our head, that in fact someone there in Kentucky called also and said that we will face the death penalty and that our attorneys will be carried out of Kentucky in body bags. And it goes on and on and on. And not just the death threats, but whether it's Twitter and Facebook and email, phone calls, just vile, vulgar kinds of photos and languages and hate. It was absolutely stunning. And, you know, our staff dealt with that in a very professional, but also a Christ-like manner as well. But this is the face of this very intolerant agenda. It's not about tolerance, live and let live. It's about if you don't not only agree, it's not about you just even remaining silent, not opposing it. That's not enough. It's not even if you just simply in your mind agree, but you're not going to affirmatively participate. It's about affirmatively participating and supporting same-sex marriage. And if you have a conscience conflict, if you have a religious conviction, then you better get over it. And if you don't, we will punish you and we will ultimately come after you as an individual.
Yeah, Matt, this whole saga, it occurred to me, it's reminiscent of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 19 when Lot and his house took in a couple angels. They came in to visit. They wanted to sleep in the town square. He said, no, you come, you stay with us. And the homosexual men of Sodom and Gomorrah, they surrounded the house and they said, send them out. They pounded on the doors and there was this spirit of anger and lust and so forth. Well, this white hot hatred that we see levied toward Kim Davis and her family and Liberty Counsel right now and the death threats. It's not a live and let live. Well, you have your beliefs, and this is America, and we all get to have our beliefs, and let's, you know, get along. It's not that attitude. It's we demand that you affirm our position, that you call evil good and good evil, that you violate your conscience and go against what the Bible teaches about sex and sexuality and the reality of marriage as being between a male and a female. You must leave all that and come on board now with our pagan sexuality, or we will literally kill you. And scores after scores of these death threats have been coming into you guys. I know, as we've talked about before, it requires tremendous courage to continue to press forward, and that courage cannot come from the individual, from the flesh. That courage must come from Christ Himself.
Yeah, I know it's amazing. I know. You know, I take a lot of these threats, and my wife has to read about these and deal with these. But, you know, when I saw somebody threaten my wife, that just hits you in a different way. It's just language and it's rhetoric that is demeaning. It is an attack on the individual. You know, the fact of the matter is this is like little tiny kids' games. Remember when you're a little kid and you're immature and you get into an argument with somebody or you don't like somebody, what do? You tease them. You go after their actual human dignity and you really try to tear it down and hurt them. And remember the little little rebuttal that you would have back then is sticks and stones would break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, they really do hurt people, and they're designed to hurt people. And that's what this rhetoric seems to be. It is literally a dismantling of the human dignity. You go out and read some of this stuff, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's you know, in fact, on one of the networks, there was several networks that carried, a lot of networks actually, that carried Kim Davis's speech or her six-minute message or statement when she returned to work. We looked at several of them. One of them just had the video, and the other one had the video and bloggers. And these bloggers were just using all kinds of profanity and language against Kim Davis. So this whole thing about tolerance, we just want to be tolerated, it's never been about that. It's always been about having same-sex marriage to approve a lifestyle, and then once it becomes part of law, to crush opposition and to force you to participate and affirm it. And if you don't, you'll be undermined as a person. You'll be threatened with your life. Your dignity will be attacked. Your integrity will be attacked. And you will be forced to pay the price. And in Kim Davis's case, it was spending time in jail.
Well, Matt, it's reminiscent to me of, you know, of the days of old where the martyrs were burned at the stake. And I recently wrote a piece called Burn Kim Davis Alive, quoting a fellow who had written an article pointing out that you know, in summary, it looks like this. It's no longer enough that they crush dissent, that they silence dissent. That's one of the major first steps of tyranny. And they've done that pretty well through intimidation, through fear, through fines, through imprisonment, putting Kim Davis in jail. This is just the beginning. But they also want to crush dissent and then force, as you mentioned, affirmation, compel people to publicly make some kind of public statement and an overt act that affirms and confirms the sin that these folks are engaged in. And then finally, if somebody won't do that, or even if they do that, just the idea that they themselves, in their own mind and in their own conscience, continue to disagree. And, you know, we saw with the Inquisition and other things where folks would do all the steps, but just the fact that they still held in their heart of hearts opposition to certain theological differences, or in this case, you know, political and spiritual differences here, just because they hold that in their hearts of hearts, the only thing left to do is to kill somebody. And it's that kind of white-hot hatred and anger that we see rising up with these death threats and these vile attacks and threats and so forth.
You know, we couldn't even, we have this one death threat that is recorded. We could not air this on this radio station right now. We wouldn't want to air it, but we couldn't air it because of FCC regulations and so forth. They're just vile things. I think one of the things that people need to understand is that this is a real, not just a cultural war that's taking place, but it's a spiritual war as well. This is, you know, when you see people coming out in opposition to Kim Davis, They're blaspheming Jesus Christ, they're blaspheming God, they're ridiculing the Bible. It's an attack not on Kim Davis, it's an attack on God and His Word. Kim Davis happens to be the name that's associated with it, or we, Liberty Council, happens to be the name, but it's a very vile backlash. And the comments and the reports and the information and the tweets and all that, it is very anti-God, very anti-Christian, very anti-Christ, against Jesus Christ, and very anti-Bible itself, belittling people, trying to humiliate people of faith. So when you walk into this battle, you need to be ready for it. But at the same time, God will give you strength. If you're faithful to Him, God will give you strength day by day. As the Scripture says, don't take any thought about what you're going to say before kings, because God will give those words to you. And He certainly did for Kim Davis. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org or libertycouncil.com. We have a number of resources there in terms of books. I would encourage you to read a couple of books, one that we gave to Kim Davis and the other one we did as well. One is The Benham Brothers, Whatever the Cost. It's a story about what they had to go through and decisions, hard decisions they had to make, Whatever the Cost, by David and Jason Benham. You can order that on our website. And the other is a book by Mark Batterson, very good writer, and it is called The Grave Robber. And we have that on the website as well. The Grave Robber, amazing book regarding the miracles of Jesus in the Gospel of John. You'll be encouraged and inspired by both of these books. The Grave Robber and Whatever the Cost. You can call 800-671-1776 or go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.